So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Something that if it happened today, it would break the internet. Well, on a local level, trending, I would say, when it happens, it should break the internet, and that is Pennsylvania red again in our lifetime. And there'd be several people to thank, but let's face it, what this guy does is magic and hard work. He would be one of the chief people responsible if that internet got broken by that. Welcome back to the Dom Giordano program, Scott Presler. Scott, welcome in.
I love Mondays, Dom, because I'm always on with you. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. And we mark it and we value you even more because I am fascinated as a communicator, as somebody who does this, with your incrementalism and your what you do that makes such sense. So I was watching over the weekend what you do with your whiteboard, not like Karl Rove, at voter registration spots. Tell me the procedure you follow to try to zone in on more people that might be open to a message that's more conservative.
Well, some people, they say, Scott, how do you know that you're registering Republicans or people that are going to vote conservatively? Number one, you know, Pennsylvania is a closed primary state. So when we registered 57 voters at the Crawford County Fair, which, by the way, was a lot because the Democrats only got two. Bless their hearts. Bless their sweet pea-picking hearts. And when you go through, when you're going, okay, all 57 of these chose Republican, well, I think we're doing a pretty good job. But you know what we do, too, to ascertain how people are thinking and feeling? We use whiteboards. And on the whiteboard, on an easel next to our voter registration booth, prominently displayed, it will say, do you support ICE? Question mark. On the left-hand side, in red with a dry erase marker, we put yes. And on the right-hand side, in blue with a dry erase, we put no. So we're even subtly kind of showing people supporting ICE, yes, red, Republican. Not supporting ICE, supporting illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens, blue, Democrat, no. And when you look at the board, you'll see every single time hundreds and hundreds of people took our poll. And overwhelmingly at the Crawford County Fair, it was in support of ICE and, you know, arresting criminal illegal aliens. So it's so funny, Dom, because what we'll do is we have the voter retention flyers and we have voter registration forms ready to go. As soon as somebody picks up those red marker, immediately I'm getting out my voter retention to Dougherty, Donahue, and Wecht. I'm getting out a voter registration form because I know I've already got them. They're a Republican. They're supporting ICE. They're conservative. And so now, gleaning that information from them, I have to educate them about this November's election. And if every person spent their time registering voters and going to fairs and using this kind of methodology, I think that we can really turn the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania into a conservative state even more quickly.
Absolutely. I commend you. The ICE thing is a tell, you know, because there's a little bit of back and forth about that. It's in the news. If you choose some other things, you might not know. If they're still supporting ICE directly in that manner, then that's a tell. This is somebody that's going to be open to the message. So, Scott, how are we doing in Pennsylvania with active voters this week?
So, Democrats gained 14 voters. In the last week, Democrats did gain, but you know what? I'm in a hotel right now getting ready for an event tonight in Wilkes-Barre in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, and I'm staring at 75 forms that haven't been put into the system, haven't been, you know, turned into the local county elections office. And that's just me. That's not including our other 25 full-time staff across Pennsylvania. So on Monday of next week, you know, we have Labor Day. I may suggest doing Tuesday with you instead because I'll have new data for you.
Yep.
But I feel that this next week we're going to see a huge increase and bump in voter registration. But here's really what I'd like to dive in from the data. Because, you know, it ebbs and flows as all data does. But I'm going to put you on your phone for a second. Listen to this, Don. Three counties that are of particular interest are Center County, home to Penn State University. Last week, Republicans had an advantage of 798 voters. Well, we just went up to 817, plus 19 Republican voters in Center County, home to Penn State University. Bucks County, which you know is one of the most quintessential swing counties in the Commonwealth, last week had 9709 more registered Republicans, and we just went up to 9771. We gained 62 Republican net voters in Bucks County in the same year that Sheriff Fred Herron, Republican, is running for re-election, the same year that Jen Shorn, elected official district attorney, Republican, is running for re-election. That spells good news for both Herron and Shorn, and I ask for everybody in Bucks County to vote for them. And last, you know that we're focusing hard on Erie County. Erie went from 5932 down of a Democrat advantage to 5898. And Republicans in the most swing county in the entire United States of America gained another net of 34 voters. The Democrats should be panicked and they should be shaking in their boots that independent counties are going to the right.
That is the biggest bellwether. That's exactly right, Scott. And nobody else is calling that like you are. That is, you get it, how definitive the Erie County is. Scott, any Jersey news? Any thoughts, any meanderings of what's going on in New Jersey?
Well, and before I go to Jersey, I really believe in giving credit where credit is due. I have to give a shout out to Donna Reese over in Erie County. Donna does election integrity. She is boots on the ground. And I want to give a shout out to a woman running for city council in Erie, Kim Hunter. If anyone is in Erie, you vote for Kim Hunter this November, and let's reshape the city council and make it more reflective of bringing down property taxes and making life affordable. And of course, I want to give a shout out to Greg Rothman with the PAGOP for doing a contest, because Pike County has reached 103% of its goal and is the first county in the Commonwealth to have completed the PAGOP's voter registration goals. So shout out to Gina Mancato and Matthew Contreras and Mr. Cuchis. Next, Jersey. My team, we have 14 full-time staff on the ground in Jersey, crushing it. And the amount of young people coming over to the Republican Party in Jersey, again, the Democrats, you think they should be shaking in Pennsylvania? Mikey Sherrill is vulnerable. And I ask every person in Jersey to spread the good word about Jack Chattarelli, because he has the momentum, he has the energy, he has the policies. And we have the ground game, and we are in all 21 counties. And our goal is to not just win, or at least bring down the Democrat advantage in places like Camden and Bergen County and Gloucester, but we are raising the score in places like Salem, Hunterdon, Warren, Cape May, Atlantic, Ocean, Monmouth. And that is our goal, a 21 county strategy. And I'll have new data for you after September 1st.
Sounds very good. So next Scott Presler visit will be on Tuesday, Henry, at 2 o'clock. We'll mark that down right now. And Scott, you're saying that a lot of this stuff will build up, and then post Labor Day, we'll start to see something a little bit more definitive here.
Well, yes, and then we're going to, so after Labor Day, I'll be able to have new data for you for PA after September 1st, new data for Jersey.
Okay.
And then we're going into a transition phase. September, mid-September, ladies and gentlemen, mail-in ballots are going to be going out in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and New Jersey. If you need a mail-in ballot, if you need an emergency backup ballot, go to vote.pa.gov. Get your plan B right now. And early vote action is going to be transitioning from, you know, voter registration to get out the vote. And we're going to be ballot chasing in New Jersey. We will be ballot harvesting. And we're going to be doing a lot of door knocking, especially in October, doing GOTV in preparation for November.
Any way we can promote it, just let us know, Scott. People love it when you're in the area.
Thank you. Last thing, this is critical. Last. So we're using new vernacular this year, Dom. On the backside of your ballot is going to be the no to retention. You're going to have to actually flip your ballot to the other side in order to vote no to Donahue, Daugherty, and Wex. So I want to hear from people at home. How do you feel about this? Flip your ballot to flip PA, or turn over your ballot to turn over your judges. And thank
flip,
you so much, Tom.
Flip. I like the flip. Flip.
Okay, we're going to go with it. Flip your ballot to flip PA.
Thank you, Scott. Where do we go for all things Scott Presler, too?
Earlyvoteaction.com. Earlyvoteaction.com.
Thank you, Scott. Talk to you on Tuesday. Take care, buddy.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. All right there, Henry. We clicked our fingers. It's flip, not turnover.
It's
come
flipped.
On. You got to use flip. I like how Scott makes executive decisions that could turn that race, and we did it right here on this show. That's what we try to do. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. If you missed any of it today, we talked with George Pichetto, who is poised or is involved with suing SEPTA around having all that money and yet still trying to create pain. It's a pain strategy. Why do Democrats always do this? Well, because they know the media is going to jump in and blame Republicans for the pain that they're creating. Guy Shiraki, our friend, has a great column up today. SEPTA is not broke, it's broken. We know this. Self-admission, $50 million in fare evasion. It's probably much higher than that. People are not going to stop raising the rates 21.5% come after Labor Day. Well, they're the ones making these decisions. They've gotten away with it forever. Republicans are holding their ground this time. That's the type of thing that's going on. The big national story, President Trump, we've talked about it a lot, trying to push back against cashless bail. Now, can he do it? Well, there's going to be resistance, but His resistance then is federal funding. Is cashless bail a driving force of the criminal element we're seeing in various, well, New York is the epicenter. Yes. The non-weightlifting, bench pressing Madami over the weekend, in addition to not lifting anything, he was assisted, said he'd like to get rid of all misdemeanors. Can you imagine a world? No misdemeanor crimes. Well, wait a minute. Then people are going to commit felonies. No, they're not. Just get rid of misdemeanors and the criminal justice system will be fine. Let me give you a list of misdemeanors. And if we got rid of them, what the result would be. All right. 855-839-1210. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That is right. And Henry, I know it's tickets to Atlantic City. I don't have that in front of me here.
On the road. Today's winner will win a four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show September 4th through the 7th at the Golden's Nugget Marina. See the new boat models from all the major manufacturers. Buy $15 advance tickets at acinwaterboatshow.com. So, Dom, on that note, the side question. Today we are asking for something in history that would go crazy viral today. So I tried playing around with this a little bit when I was coming up with the money melody today. I'm going to play you here a song that when it first came out, you know, it was moderately popular, had some sort of listening to it, but not as big of a hit as it is today because of the likes of social media. The app TikTok uses a lot of sounds to drive the virality, create kind of trends, and they use a lot of old songs. And this song in particular that I'm going to play you did go viral and has become this band's number two or three most streamed song of all time after not being ranked in its top streaming rankings, you know, up until last year when this, you know, kind of sound got big. So what I'm going to play you here today is that song, just the beginning, just the part you would hear on TikTok. I want to know the name of the band performing the song. Some notes about the band. They're credited with creating a genre of music in the 90s. They are also went under a different name at one point.
Okay.
On a Friday. So if you know this genre-bending band that originally went by On a Friday playing this song, you will be today's winner. Let's take a listen.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That's all you're getting on my end for that.
All right.
That's Henry's all you're getting because that's what's played on TikTok.
All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that, and you are off, and it's a great event. Atlantic City Boat Show every year. Bring a lot of people in. All you have to do is 855-839-1210, and you get the belt for today. It's a mythical belt, but I'll give you the belt, like a wrestling belt. You're the champion today, and I'm always amazed, even with these random songs, how many people instantly get it? Jump in now, 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Okay, let's hear the clue today.
I want the name of this band whose song from the 90s blew up on TikTok.
All right, let's go to Chris in the Northeast. Hey, Chris, good afternoon. What's the name of the band?
Radiohead.
All right, Chris, let me ask you, are you just a fan of them? Is that how you knew it? It's amazing to me how quickly these people could do it.
Well, I'm a fan of all music, Tom. I've been listening to your show forever.
Well, I appreciate that. That's a good start, Chris. Thank you. I'm impressed.
I remember you from when you were the earlier slot, you know, the 9 to 12 slot.
Yes. Well, Chris, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for continued listenership, and you are the winner today. Off to the Atlantic City Boat Show. We'll have those tickets tomorrow. Now, I'm on 2 days this week, the usual, when I'm at the shore here at the Convention Center, and we'll have a winner on the side question, too. So we're in the throes of the side question right now. Today's is something that if it happened today, it would blow up the internet. On Deck Circle, this guy's a wanted man, at least according to these people, the mob that is pushing SEPTA's position and the Democrats' position. Frank Ferry from the suburbs, Bucks County, I think is his senator from there, will be with us to break down the latest. We heard from George Paquetto, though, this suit that joins people as conservative as this Joe Pittman, the majority leader from the hinterlands of Pennsylvania, and Lance Haver, who's the big consumer advocate, who's liberal, together to say SEPTA cannot cause this pain. They have the money. They want to cause the pain. They and the Democrats and the media want to cause the pain. And their biggest pain fest, they hope, will be the Eagles game, the season opener. That would be spectacular. Oh, my God. You would think we were at an all-out nuclear war if that comes off, if it goes that long. And I'm starting to believe it could. They just are not going to admit what the problem is. And we've been over this several times. I had to call our Paul. Yeah, Walter Sterling's on this. How do they have Amtrak tracks they pay $77 million? It's ill-run. I mean, we were grateful when Ken Lawrence, the head guy, asked to be on the show out of the blue. And he was honest, and he was talking about various things they're going to do, but Republicans sort of wanted in writing, as far as I can, if I had to put it, their oversight of this. Why is that so difficult when they're getting all this money, and they periodically get this money, and they have a huge amount of money they could be using right now to take away this pain? I also need to hear How did it go the first day of school? Somebody, people that follow this that help me with this too, can text me or on air. At Lincoln High School, where all those kiddos today, we're hearing all the Democrats complain about service and all that. How in the world do we have people that are going to, the entire freshman class is going to go to school, did go to school today, in trailers? If you're new to the show, we've been on this for a while. And what's the reason? Well, we've seen this bubbling for years that Northeast Philadelphia is a hotbed of illegal immigration. So last year, kids, I guess it was the freshman class, were eating lunch, if you can imagine. How is this legal to have kids eating lunch at 9 a.m.? No lockers. Putting kids in six classes in a library with dividers that don't really divide anything. How does this go on? How do people in Northeast Philadelphia, which is the epicenter of new potential Trump voters, but also the DA's race, how do you put up with this? So while we're blaming Republicans for sending kids unable to get to school, or parents have to drive them, or we had stories today of SEPTA driving by people standing on corners because they weren't going to pick up at that corner, Republicans get the collar for that. Who gets the collar for kids, 22, I believe, trailers of kids looking god-awful, etc., sending our kids to trailers at Lincoln High School? Well, they would have you to believe that things just happen. All of a sudden, Mayfair is that attractive to legal American citizens who pay taxes. No, it's not. We had a soccer referee call in a week or so ago talking about the coach telling him, don't rely on English too much when you're calling penalties or explaining something. How in the world do you put up with something like that? I think it was built for 1,500 and it's now like 600, 700, 800 over that. Well, that's a real problem. Let's just bring in trailers for $11 million. Yet, Republicans are the bad guys causing a hard start for kids in their first day of school, due to the fact they won't, quote, you know that phrase, you've grown up with it, what's that phrase? Fully fund SEPTA. Fully fund. What is that definition of fully fund? And the answer is whatever Democrats say. You hear that phrase all the time. We want you to fully fund the Philadelphia public schools. Can you imagine, I've said this many times, you give the Philadelphia public schools another $1 billion. What would the result be that we'd come back a year later? I mean, with no oversight from responsible people, what would they do with it? Where would it go? Would you like to be a forensic accountant? I wonder if forensic accountants could look at SEPTA's, get in there. They go, oh my God, this is the Super Bowl. I'm going to ask Frank Ferry. He's in the on-deck circle swinging the bat, the state senator from Bucks County. He's on the wanted posters of all these people that just want SEPTA to do whatever they want. I'm going to ask him, what are some, we know about the $50 million plus in fare evasion. We know that they have a problem keeping things clean. Well, isn't that enforcement? You can't have people shooting up drugs on SEPTA, right? Oh, by the way, Henry, I forgot to tell you, I did not have to get the real ID on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was, dreading, counting. Do I drive there at 6 o'clock and sleep in the car and then, get in there at 7:30, put a beach chair out? The passport service came through, shockingly.
All right.
And they told me it would be there on August 27th. Instead, it arrived on Saturday.
Beautiful.
I know. But how? What was the magic? The countdown date that I needed it for was September 11th.
Maybe you put in the pressure on air. Like, maybe we got some listeners out there.
They expedited. I didn't call in any favors with any Congress people or others. Not that I didn't think about it. Oh, could you move this forward? My God, the real ID. I was going to face it. I felt like the old West. I was cleaning my weapons, going to walk in there. All right, here are all my papers. Here are the backup papers. Here's my lawyer's card if you don't sign off on this. So I had been spared. Rose said, well, why didn't you go and get it done anyhow? Are you crazy? Why would I do that? The passport is good. I don't have to worry now. All right. All right, State Senator Frank Farrey is next. He's a man on the spot, the other side believes. We'll hear what's the very latest with SEPTA, and what is it that is something that has to be reformed? All that, and we'll get a winner today here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Getting some really good answers on Twitter on the side question. Hit us with that. Something that would blow up the internet, as I said with Scott Presler, it's not universal worldwide, but when Pennsylvania goes red with active voters, all right, with Scott Presler, that's a moment I'm going to blow. We're going to have to do something on that. That is monumental. All right, when Republicans win this one for common sense, we're going to have to celebrate too. I'm going to be doing the bartending thing for Fred Herron September 10th up there in Bucks County. That would be a good day to celebrate because State Senator Frank Farrey is the wanted poster guy here in Philadelphia on the SEPTA matter. Senator, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate you having me. I was with Fred a little while ago, actually, our great sheriff here in Bucks County.
Oh, absolutely. He and the DA, it gives me hope that you guys in Bucks County are the one suburban area that is holding a reasonable line of just simple things, and you're an example. So give us the very latest in your mind. We've had the first day here, SEPTA going by some kids waiting for the bus, all that stuff, Frank, that's going on. George Paquetto was on. That's news. Allied with progressive Lance Haver, who I know really well, suing to say that they have the money and they're causing pain for these really the poorest communities in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I think we all know this. This is an issue of SEPTA's making, you know, fiscal mismanagement, poor decision making. And, you know, specific to what's going on, it's gone on in the last couple of days. You know, they chose the day before kids went back to school, right? They have chosen to reduce the lines for the sporting events and obviously more specifically the Eagles games, which are the higher volume events. I mean, they have made these choices. And, you know, let's not forget that their board, while being appointed, you know, some of those folks serve as elected officials as well. And they have been part of making those choices. You know, up here you got Bob Harvey, county commissioner, who sits as one of the Bucks County delegation on the SEPTA board. Bob has never once talked to me about a funding solution for SEPTA. But I did see him at a press conference throwing some bombs at us last week. And that's what it's become. I mean, I really do believe it's political. So to anybody that is suffering through this, I apologize for the failures of SEPTA and our government in getting this done. But you really need to look at who's responsible for it, the people running SEPTA and the political people who have made this solely political. Because I believe it is. I mean, there's so much out there. The Inquirer did a good story on Friday about how political this is. The Democrats are very openly, both in the House and the Senate, talking about flipping the Republican Senate. You know, I mean, they think weakening myself and Tracy Pennycook and eventually Joe Picozzi, they think this crisis helped weaken us so that they can beat us in elections. But they're letting citizens suffer in the process. They're letting school kids suffer in the process. Eagles fans, I never want to see Eagles fans suffer when winning our Super Bowl this year, right? But this is literally what these people are doing. And it's absurd. And, you know, if anybody hasn't heard, there's $2.4 billion sitting in a PennDOT-controlled bank account in Harrisburg that is transit funding in which we can still fully fund every capital project for the next 5 years. There will still be a surplus, and we can fund their operating for the next 2 years to get this gap funding done. And for some reason, every Democrat thinks that's a bad idea.
Yeah, let me ask you, Frank, too. I wanted to go back to one thing. So the people, you're right. Again, it's one thing. Say they don't use that money that's there, but they are seemingly intentionally picking spots, and the Inquirer seems to agree, to cause the maximum pain rather than being solution-oriented to get us through this somewhat with some, you know, lack of service until the two sides can work it out. Is it the board that makes those pinpoint decisions? And is it at the recommendation of Ken Lawrence? How does that work?
I believe their board voted for this plan,
okay,
as recommended by the SEPTA administration.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, we hear all this, call Senator Farrey's office, go protest his office. How about somebody goes and protests the people that voted to actually do this? All I did was try and find a solution and actually vote for a funding plan for this. While also, when we talked about this last time I was on, while also ensuring that additional safety measures are put into place and additional fiscal responsibility and oversight measures are put into place as well.
Wait, slow down with that one, Frank. We talked about the 50, they admit, the guy, Ken Lawrence admitted on my, he brought it up, $50 million in fare evasion. What are you talking about, safety measures? Exactly what is it that SEPTA should be doing? What is it that would satisfy you?
Sure. So what was in the bill that we passed, it'll be 2 weeks ago tomorrow, included banning safe injection sites in the proximity of SEPTA platforms and properties,
okay,
increasing the penalty for drug use on SEPTA properties. The Bernard Gribbins bill, Bernard was tragically killed as a SEPTA bus driver just doing his job, got shot and killed there. He's a U.S. Army veteran. I've carried that legislation with Picozzi, which increases the penalties for assault on a transit worker. If somebody's going to go and assault a SEPTA employee, we want them spending more time behind bars, extending the special prosecutor, because we know Krasner's not going to do his job, right? So the attorney general special prosecutor that would prosecute these crimes, extending the term of that special prosecutor. And this is all in the efforts to clean up SEPTA with the drug use, to actually the drug use on the property or on the vehicles, while also increasing the criminal penalties so that we can make public transit safer for both the commuters and the SEPTA workforce.
I wish the Inquirer and others would cover that more, because they have more space than TB News, which is quick. That who could be against those things? Who would be against increasing the penalties on assaulting SEPTA bus drivers and all? I mean, there's a sympathetic thing. I was just talking to somebody, and I know how you are too, Frank. My wife and I were coming. I just said there's got to be a better way. There was a turn near Rittenhouse, and Rittenhouse, as you get on the drive headed into Center City, that's almost impossible for a bus driver to make. Maybe they have to do that. But my point is, we ought to be looking to make a really difficult job a little bit easier if they don't have to be worried about being attacked and maybe killed.
Correct. And you said who could be against it. I will tell you 23 Democrat senators voted against it 2 weeks ago. And I will tell you, in addition to that, this Bernard Gribbins Act has passed the Senate, I will say with some bipartisan support, as a freestanding bill twice already, and has gone to the Democrat House of Representatives to die. So, you know, that's absurd. It's literally named for a man who gave his life serving our public transit agency, who was a U.S. Army veteran. And, you know, it just wanted to. So who's against it? Apparently the Democrats are against it. But you, as you said, you won't hear that on media outlets. Same as Joe Picozzi worked really hard to come up with the SEPTA accountability bill that has, you know, greater auditing of SEPTA, greater fiscal oversight, greater accountability, efficiency standards, and all to try and hold them accountable. I don't know if you saw the Philly Chamber of Commerce. The Greater Philly Chamber of Commerce came out yesterday in support of our plan and made the suggestion that they would be willing to help with a blue ribbon panel to look at the way SEPTA operates and come forward with recommendations. These are all the things we're trying to do. I want your listening audience to know we're not just trying to give them a check and walk out the door and let them spend it like a kid in a candy store. We are trying to hold them accountable while also improving their operations.
And we all know, we all concede it is difficult due to Krasner, due to the mores of Philadelphia going downhill, for the annex that we see play out on public transportation. But this is a remedy to push back against those annex, help the SEPTA employees, and hopefully draw more people to use mass transit that they say they always like, because they're afraid of just any number of crazy things that go on regularly that have been accepted.
Yeah, and I will tell you, Scott Sauer, SEPTA's general manager, has told me on several occasions he is for exactly these measures we're talking about. He met with Pacozzi. He is good with those oversight measures. He is good with the Bernard Gribbins Act. He wants his workforce safe. So just to be clear with some of the back and forth we've had with SEPTA, not always good with our back and forth, but Scott has said they are for these things. So, you know, again, I don't know why my colleagues are voting against things that SEPTA says they are for. But, you know, they're choosing to do that. And again, we're taking a massive lumbering operation, right, with SEPTA, and we're trying to make it safer for the commuters, make it safer for the workforce, make sure they're more efficient, make sure the dollars are being spent properly, you know, and try and improve the operation. A lot of this is of SEPTA's own making. And, you know, we're trying to help make sure that if we're going to be giving them tax dollars, that they have to be more responsive, you know, both safety wise and fiscally as well.
Hey, could we call upon you? It'd be a public service. I would put on the SEPTA administrator that you talked about in a heartbeat to come on and say what he's for and what he might not be as far as protecting SEPTA employees. We'd give him the forum. Just let him talk. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, well, we actually, for the first time, talked to him in 2 weeks. And when I say we, it's myself, right, Senator Pennycook, and Senator Pacozzi. We had a meeting with him this morning to reopen the lines of communication. You know, in that meeting, he did say he was for these things. I told him it would be great if he was very public in saying he's for these things, so that, you know, we take those issues off the table while we debate the fiscal issues.
Okay. Well, Frank, you know what? If you can just pass the word, I'm serious. You know, we would put them on, and I'm not going to even bring up the other things. I just want him to talk about protecting his own employees, et cetera, and anything else he wants to say in that role. He's got carte blanche. Just let's do it. And hopefully you're right. Take that part of it off the table. Frank, thank you very much. To be continued.
Thanks, Tom. Always appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. State Senator Frank Ferry. Yeah, we bring him on in a heartbeat. Just let us know. Bang. Take those off the table. And then we get into all the other things that are there. Okay. We are talking, what would break the internet if it happened now? Social media, internet. Hit us with that. Might be a little bit outside the box. Not an event, something that happened historically, but if it happened now, it would be unbelievable. 855-839-1210. You get it.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, something that doesn't burn up the internet, but should be recognized. Henry doing the work of two, at least, today, if not more. This show's very demanding. He would tell you that. He's got a bumper sticker with that. All right, nice work, though. I know it's difficult to get all these calls up. Side question, something that would blow up the internet if it happened today. A friend of mine, a cop extraordinaire, says, budge wire.
Oh, well, that's that goes with your like your religion answers. I can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the budge wire has come up as the answer 1,000 times. Oh, true. I mean, it's so hard to believe that happened.
Oh, man.
And you have to understand, I think a lot of kids were home because it was a snow day, as I remember.
Oh, no.
Yes. So I have to go back and Google that, but I seem to think, you know, and it was Channel 6. I don't know what the show was or whatever. And I think they showed it, and then they wouldn't show it again, thank God. But they may have been the one
to replay
of
that.
Yeah, they didn't cut away. It was like, you know, he's taking out a big envelope. God, Bud, don't do it. Yeah. Earl of Tacony, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
Real quick, it was a snow day because I used to watch 6ABC all the time, and I do remember seeing it live on the air.
There you go, snow day on top.
You know, for the details, maybe it's Mandela effect, I don't know, but I do remember we were home that day.
Yes.
But I know you don't like the Bible answers, but my answer would be the first Christmas, because King Herod is out tweeting all night. I mean, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's out tweeting that someone's taking his job because these 3 foreigners came into town with the Budweiser King of Kings gift pack of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And Herod's like, well, where's my gift pack? And they said, we gave it to the other guy. I'm like, well, what other guy? And someone went and put online that it was a baby. And I mean, he just freaked out. Now, I saw on Facebook that Herod's going out killing all these babies trying to find this kid. But I mean, just because it's online doesn't mean Herod's going out killing babies.
I got you. That seems like a Newsome parody there somewhat, but we got the point. That was well played out. Chef Dave Oakland. Dave, what's yours?
We will win the game. I guarantee it. Joe Namath, Dayton, Ann Margaret, and Raquel Welch sitting at the pool electing to serve.
That is a good one. Yes, and he did it. I don't know how. I don't know how the guy walked even, Joe Namath, let alone played, given the knees. I mean, just unbelievable. He did take basket weaving as one of his main courses at Alabama and traffic control. He had to stand there on a little round thing and hold up traffic signals.
Oh, real hard-hitting courses.
Oh, that's Alabama's curriculum, yeah. Chuck in Newtown. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, great afternoon to everyone. I think I have a melodramatic story that goes on and it dominates for the 1970s. We have a rebellious 19-year-old who gets kidnapped, and then instead of having a ransom put on her, they want to release prisoners. When that doesn't work, they say, well, then feed everybody in Los Angeles. That doesn't work. And then what does work is she gets caught robbing banks, and it's the Patty Hearst story. And then she's convicted, spends 2 years in jail, she doesn't get pardoned by Carter, but she gets commuted and eventually pardoned by she should have been, but even by Bill Clinton. But that story is an amazing story, and right from the beginning, you know, you have this curmudgeon, William Hearst, who's not a likable person, and they're trying to get him, and he immediately is saying, I'm not going to put up the money. And it just went on and on. It was really a fascinating story.
Symbiese Liberation Army. Yes. Alan in Hamilton. All right, Alan, what's yours?
1938, Lakehurst, New Jersey, the Hindenburg disaster. Oh, the humanity.
Yeah, with social media, too. I'm still leaning towards social media, so conspiratorial. I guess that could play. That's why I chose the Kennedy assassination and moon launch, or the moon landing. Mike in Levittown. Mike, what's yours?
December 7th, 1941, the event that changed the world and galvanized the United States to enter World War II.
Yeah, arguably the biggest event of the war, maybe. Jerry in Wilmington. Jer, what do you have today?
Don, Christopher Columbus discovers new land and red people. World not flat. Indigenous holiday to follow.
I got to say, that's a pretty good contender. I like the headline there. That's it. That's how to sell the answer. David in Lexington. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Don. I was going to say the first time people saw a crazy Italian jogging in jeans, but I'm going to go with the atomic bombs dropping on Japan.
Yes, very big. And Joe of Exton, Talk Radio 1210. Joe, what's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. The family Medici returned to Florence to reoccupy their estate on the outskirts of Florence, the Villa Medici.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, my God. On brand, but kind of random, I got to say today, Joe.
I told you.
I got to say, Jerry in Wilmington's phraseology and all that was appealing to me, but was it appealing to you? Who else?
It was up there. It didn't quite get over the finish line for me. I'd say the answers that did were Joe and Columbus with the Dewey Winds. I mean, going to bed thinking there's one president and waking up to another, I think is crazy. And I like Chuck in Newtown's answer of the Patty Hearst story. I do think that would get live tweeted all along the way. But I thought the best answer, because it captured really the spirit of the question, I thought, was Earl Tacconi with the first Christmas.
Yeah, he did it well, too.
And I'd say fourth, if you wanted to go that way.
Yeah, Jerry. I like Chuck in Newtown, so I'm going to go with Chuck
in
Newtown.
Chuck, all right.
Yeah, Chuck, put him into the hat tomorrow. We'll get another, and we'll settle it for the prize this week, given a short week here. Again, thanks to Henry today producing. It's a lot to have all those guests, callers, et cetera. One-man band. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210. At DomShow1210. Rich Cioli's show is next with 4 big hours. And I'm off to see if the day is as lovely as several people have told me. It looks that way, the way people are acting in Wildwood. Rich next, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.